There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
In 2015, survey of 1,000 parents revealed that 3 million working days are lost caring for sick children each year. 67% of parents had taken a day off in the last 12 months. Almost two-thirds struggled to make last-minute childcare arrangements. Last year in the United States, the University of Michigan survey showed that one-third of parents are afraid they may lose their job or a day's pay when they take time off to take care of their kids. Of those parents surveyed, nearly two-thirds say their child under six did not attend daycare before cause of illness last year, and almost one half of those parents indicated that they have missed work to care for them, and one quarter reported missing work three or more times in one year. Here in the UAE, while employees get sick leaves and maternity leaves, there are no provisions in the UAE labour law for compassionate leave, and it depends entirely on the discretion of the employees themselves. These come after the thoughts of a certain Kelly Brook, who's a model and presenter over in the United Kingdom. She was on a panel show earlier on this week. She made these comments, which caused something of a stir.
I do have like a pet hate, and I don't have children, so I don't always understand what it's like to have children and juggle career and kids and everything else that us as women have to do. But I do work with some women that if they can't turn... What? If they can't do or can't make an appointment or can't do something and there's a deadline, and some people I work with, they'll always say, oh, it's because I've got to bath the baby, or I've got to feed the kids, or I've got to do the school run. And others have kids and you never even hear about the kids. They're very professional, and I love that.
Do you think it's about being organised?
I just don't think women or people should use kids as an excuse not to do their job properly. I just think it's no one's business. It's your private life. And if you can't meet the demands of your job, don't blame your kids.
Those are the thoughts of Kelly Brook over in the United Kingdom. That's got people talking here this morning, as well as her comments have divided opinions out there. This one's from Ruth this morning. Ruth said truth hurts to some people. She actually said she gets annoyed when some women use their kids to get out of work commitments. Judging by the clapping in the audience at the end of the piece, it looks like a lot agreed with her. Says a lot about the people that start calling her names on social media to try and get their point across. I have a dog, says Ruth, so when I can use him as an excuse to get out of commitments, then that might be fair. She was asked a question, she gave her opinion. Or is it only women with kids that are allowed to do that? Ruth, thank you.
Holly Ann, who lives in Skeem, says Kelly Brook has absolutely no idea. How can she even comment without having kids? Just you wait, Kelly, and then you'll realise how hard it is.
Is it? I mean, that's the other side of it that we haven't really sort of touched on, isn't it? Well, I mean, can...
What, the misery of having to be a mother? Because it is exhausting.
No, but then, yes, exhausting, but at the same time, yes, it is exhausting. We can't take anything away from that. But do people...
It's also boring.
And is unappreciated. Was that why mothers talk about motherhood?
Yes.
And their children all the time?
Yeah, it's like going through the looking glass. Basically, once you're through the looking, no one can guess what it's like until you're the other side. And once you're the other side, you can't pass back through. Although much as you love your child, you're stuck with them. Like, you're stuck with no social life. And meanwhile, your husband still gets to go joyfully to work. He gets to go to the loo on his own. He gets to have coffees without someone. I did, for the first 2 years of having a child, I basically drank all my tea cold. Or microwaved it, because you never have time to actually drink it. And it's impossible, even now, looking back on it, when you have babies, you forget it, but it is impossible and depressing and lonely and really, really boring. And I don't think women talk about it enough. And I think some people love it. There's no doubt some women absolutely adore every minute of it and dote on their child and are happy just to spend time with the little ball of lovely sort of fleshiness. But that's not my vibe. I found it alienating and different and distressing. And I think there's a lot of women out there who feel that way as well. And the problem is that the people who love it or seem to have... you know, gained the narrative. They seem to have won the narrative that it's supposed to be a wonderful, glorious, joyful experience. Whereas half the women in the world who don't find it like that, if they try and describe that narrative, they are somehow looked down on or seen as bad mothers.
Lynn, thank you very much indeed. I have children and always did my best to be responsible for my kids' care and my responsibility to get to and stay at work. But there were mothers who completely took the what's it, so I understand Kelly's point completely. Thank you for that one. This one from Matt saying, it doesn't really matter. When you have somebody who has no personality, no style, and spend half their time trying to have their ego massaged, can we read any honesty into these great personalities? 4001, if you want to get your thoughts in on that one. I am on very dangerous ground here. I am on very dangerous ground because I know for a fact that this is a conversation that is leading down a path, and maybe I am being dragged down a path. Maybe that's what's happening here this morning, because I know this is a conversation that I've had with Georgia Tolley, albeit off air and not during a production meeting, but just expressing something of a sentiment of mine, which is that I feel, I'm going to say it, I feel that people can... I don't know, and I suppose
you're so freaked out.
No, this
like
is
I'm
idea.
There's
this idea that people become very blinkered about their kids, and with good reason. It's their children. It's their pride and joy. But do you need to have to talk about them endlessly within the workplace?
So just before we came on air for this bit of the radio, I said to Tom off air, my son can't see out of one eye, and because he's short-sighted or something, we're yet to find out. But I talk about my children all the time with Tom, and he thinks that's weird. And you can see from his face that he thinks it's weird.
It's not that
I do find it a bit weird. Yes,
you call it oversharing, and you call it boring.
It is oversharing. It's not.
Tell me about your children. I'm interested.
I'd rather not. You know, because
it's normal social skills.
But that's the thing. If people ask, how are your children? Then you do it. But it's this whole thing of people just telling you about their kids or showing you pictures of their kids without you even prompting it. I don't get it. Oh, I need to have a. I need to. If I could find me a wet flannel, please. It's all got too much. Who shares this responsibility with regards to children? Do we share too much when it comes to our children, mothers and fathers as well? And, of course, when it comes to illness, I mean, in your household, do you share the responsibility, or are you the one to to jump out the radio studio to go and pick up your little loved ones if they are not feeling well?
No. I mean, my son just spent 6 months...
Have you taken a day off work... knowingly taken a day off work, not in light of recent
Do we have to put that to the side because it's
issues,
a bit of a,
but have you taken a day off work and used your children as an excuse?
Never in a million
have
years.
Have you got out of a responsibility, be that going to a lunch, be that somewhere else, going to a dinner party, because and used your child as an excuse?
No.
Were
I've used
a
my
better
job
person than me?
I've used my I've used my job as a reason. As in, I get up in the middle of the night. But I have never used my child. People that use their children, everyone knows, by the way. Everyone knows if you say, oh, my child's been sick. We all know it, that if you're pretending. It's just embarrassing. You should just admit it.
Let's go to the lines now. Let's speak to Jennifer, who joins us live on the line. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts on today's talker. So there is this idea of shared responsibilities. Is that something that you would go along with regards to your setup within your relationship at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually, my ex-husband and I are divorced. Yeah. We have two kids and we have a very amicable setup, and if one of them is sick or both of them are sick, then we kind of do a back and forth and see who's, you know, busy that day, and if someone's busy that day, then the other one will do it. And it's kind of it's nice. It works well.
I don't seem to want to come across as too insensitive as well, but does it work better with this sort of amicable divorce than maybe it did before the divorce as well?
No, it's the same.
Same as now.
Yeah. And we're both pretty good like that.
And it's always been this idea of shared responsibility. Does it come down to practicalities? Who's closer? Who's got more time to be able to go and pick up child from school, etc.?
Well, actually, he's a teacher at their school, so yeah. It's easier for him to do so. I work in Dubai. We all live in Abu Dhabi. But if I think they need to be off, then I don't mind staying. And my work are pretty nice about it, so they let me work from home. But it's very rare, you know, it's like when they're really, really sick.
Yeah, and again, sort of putting that aside, you know, we all know that our children, on occasion, they get very, very sick. On other occasions, they're just feeling a little bit under the weather, a little bit insecure, etc. You don't ever fear that sort of competition, do you, with regards to who's there for to pick up the pieces?
No, not at all. In fact, well, David, my ex-husband, is very rigid because he's a teacher. So he's like, well, do you really need to be off today? I don't think you do. Whereas I'll be like, I think you can stay off today. It's okay. And he doesn't mind if they're, you know, they do, if as long as it's me and not him, if he's not sure about it.
And just on the other element of this story that we've picked up on this morning and a number of people have commented on is the fact that these remarks have been made by someone who, by her own admission, is not a mother. She does not. She hasn't gone into the motherhood phase of her life as yet. Is she allowed to be making comments about motherhood, having not had children herself?
Well, I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but I don't like it when people are aggressive with their opinions. I think, you know, you can get your point across, but then that's it. You know, step back. I think that's fine. But don't be aggressive about it, especially if you don't actually know what you're talking about. It's not very nice. You can have an opinion, but, you know, respect other people's way of doing things. And
I like the fact that you mentioned there about opinions, and I wonder what your opinion is on the point that, I mean, do you know, without naming names, of course, Jennifer, but have you, do you know of friends within your circle, colleagues, etc., who do use their children as an excuse, not necessarily to get out of work, but other social events as well?
No, not personally. No, I wouldn't know. I don't personally. I'm pretty honest. So if I don't want to do something, I'll just tell them.
Front up, yeah, quite right too. Jennifer, bless you. Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Jennifer giving us thoughts here on the show. You're listening to The Agenda on Dubai I-103.8. Tom and Georgia in studio. Hanan's around and about as well. I got Esther on board today as well. The dream team are here. And we'd love your thoughts, please. This one is from Colo, who's been in touch, saying, from what I can gather from this story that you've been talking about, from what she said, she dislikes women who use their children as an excuse to get out of a commitment without a really valid reason. Thank you for that one. And as we've been saying throughout the entire show, she's not alone. She's airing an opinion. A number of people do it. You're so right, though, in what you said a bit earlier on. I think more and more people do it. I mean, I've seen it in recent weekends, you know, when you, especially with these WhatsApp groups, you know, you get, and how often do you get these WhatsApp groups? And then people will say, you know, they're organising something for next weekend or 3 days in advance or something like that. And suddenly you're getting a message through about kids with tummy bugs.
There's a lot of tummy bugs, in inverted commas, going round at the moment.
But the event's not for 3 days.
I know.
So how can you send a text about tummy bugs and things like that?
Oh, that's not, that's useless. That's just bad lying. They need to get better at lying. With that, you need to come up with at least a hospital stay if you're doing 3 days in advance. Or else just admit you don't want to come. Sorry, I had a better offer. Other people are more interesting than you. I do apologise.
14001, if you want to get your thoughts in on the talker here this morning. Got any other comments that are coming
through? Yeah. Here we go. We've got Amber here who's sending a text in from Jamira saying, in our household, whoever can manage to get a day off without a lot of hassle stays home. So it's obviously clearly not based on gender. Lynn in Motor City says both, since it takes both to make a child. Fathers need to get more involved. People on the text, a lot more sort of gender neutral than that lovely chap Vince that I chatted out earlier in the programme, who felt that mothers were the nurturers and should stay home for longer.
It wasn't entirely his point, though. He did come round to the idea of
I think that was quite a polite paraphrase there from me. He was even stronger than that, wasn't he?
Because he was making the point. I mean, when you sort of started saying about cavemen and this and that and everything, he did want to put the record straight and say,
fair enough.
That's not for a moment what I'm saying. He's saying that's the one that from his reckoning with psychology and his psychological background, the maternal instincts are better served to looking after a child in its formative years. His formative years being 1 to 7 years old at home. He was saying that they were psychologically better served than a father being at home.
And that is a shared view of many psychologists, including a very famous one called Steve Biddulph. But if the mother goes mental from staying at home because she's so bored, it's probably better for the mother to be sane and then to go out to work. This is like my personal sort of soapbox for proclaiming that women should be allowed to go to work. Tina has written in. She's up in Jebel Ali. Whoever is the main breadwinner should stay at home. No, sorry, other way around. Whoever is the main breadwinner should be allowed to go to work. We're here with hubby's job, so his job outweighs mine, so I take the kids to the doctor.
This one's come through from someone who wishes to remain anonymous. Can't imagine why. Says the trouble with this whole conversation is that they, and then it goes into brackets, women also want equal pay with the people who don't have children and the men who have to cover for them. Clocking in or out would show everyone who puts in the hours. Now, feel free to scream at me. Thank you very much indeed. We would, but no name with that one by request. 4001.
That's very interesting because that harks back to a conversation we had earlier this week with Claire Sharrock about whether or not being at work equals quality of work. So whether we had a long discussion about productivity. So just because you're clocking in and out doesn't mean you're getting as much done. And the mums at work, guys, would suggest that, Louise would suggest that you actually get more done as a working mother because you're good at multitasking and you know that you've only got a short amount of time to do stuff and you don't go for coffee.
So should it be unpaid leave then?
Yeah,
If you have to shoot out the door to pick up little Johnny because he's got a sniffle or he's fallen over and grazed his knee or whatever, or you can't come in because there's no one there to pick up Jane after her harmonica lesson, is that unpaid leave? Is that going to be one way of dealing with it? Or should there be more understanding from your employer that as a working parent, mother or father, you are going to have times when you need to shoot out the door?
Do you know, whenever we have these conversations, I like to see it from the opinion of the employer. If you had to allow your workforce to just naff off at any stage for harmonica lessons and for as well as sicknesses, then you're just going to have a disastrous workforce. Like, you're not going to be able to get things done. So it's all very well being sort of socialist and maybe Swedish or Norwegian and saying no, mothers should be allowed to stay home for as long as possible and people should be allowed to put their children first and their families first. But the reality is that the economy doesn't run that way. The economy doesn't make excuses for people not doing the job.
Let's go to the lines now. Let's speak to Fashi, who joins us live on line 4. Morning, Fashi.
Hello, morning.
Thanks very much indeed for getting in touch with the show. Thanks very much indeed for sharing your thoughts with us. Is it a shared responsibility, do you feel?
Of course it is. It's a shared responsibility. And as they say, it takes a village to raise a child. And especially in a region like Dubai, UAE in general, where 90% of the families run in dual income, you of course need support from outside as well. But again, it depends on the quality of the individual. So if you're working in an environment and your boss trusts you and they know that you're going to get the job done, then I'm sure he wouldn't mind if you pop out for a couple of hours because he knows your productivity is high enough. But if you're the kind of person who slacks at work and then you keep on taking reasons, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that, then of course he's going to tighten up and say, no, you can't go and do it. Mm. So I think to a certain level, it depends on individuals as well, and generalization shouldn't be made. It's not easy being a stay-home mom, but it's, again, not easy being a working mom. So it depends on the individuals and how they independently live up to their circumstances. So you cannot, I could have the easiest job in the world and I find it difficult. And I could have the most difficult job in the world and find it easy. So it's individual responsibility, and you're only responsible for your own actions. You cannot control the whole world, and especially the comment that she made in the UK last week, it really doesn't matter because it's not an excuse. Having kids is not an excuse, and having pets is not an excuse. I'm sure whatever sentence she used she would have been ostracized for it anyway. So it depends on you. If you're happy with what you're doing, then what the rest of the world says doesn't matter.
Jennifer, do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter. She's 3 and a half. And I do work.
And so for you, what do you think about the comments about women being more nurturing than men and women needing to stay home and look after their children?
the whole thing of being more nurturing, yes, there is a difference in how women see things, because just the way our brains are wired, I think we see things a little bit different. But that is not to negate the importance of men. Men are important as well. And in my family, both my husband and I work. And it's not like if my daughter falls sick, of course, I'll get a call first from the school. And the first thing we'll do is I'll call up my husband and say, can you pick her up in half an hour? If he says yes, if he can make it, then he goes. It's not like I have to do it. I don't have to pick her up every time she scabs her knee. Her dad can do it too. And it just depends on how you divide the responsibilities within your own house.
It's an interesting point that you make there as well. I wonder, I'd love to hear if there are any educators or school teachers out there or representatives of schools. Do schools ordinarily, do you think that they would first and foremost go to the mother to give information about a child?
Yes, I that's what I feel, at least in the region here. In the region here, it's more common that if there is a parent who's not working, it's going to be the mom who's not working because of the demographic, the racial demographic that we have here. There's a lot more from the Asian region where it's more common for women not to work. But it's not to say that the men don't. There are certain cases where women earn equal or more than the husbands, and it's okay. I mean...
Fasheet, thanks so much indeed to you for your thoughts. Interesting text coming in at the moment. George Todd.
Yes, indeed. Ishmael's done just that. He is up in Motor City. He says, I don't think this issue can be solved with the outdated gender role of mum takes care of the kids, as it doesn't reflect the demographic reality of the current workforce. With so many women in the workforce, albeit not all are mothers, it doesn't seem a realistic or intrinsically just, fair or good expectation to have of women to bear the burden of having to drop their job to care for their child alone. They already have to constantly prove themselves, especially in the public sector. And when they do take those days off to care for their kids, their supervisors use it as an example of how women do not prioritise their jobs as a justification for their sexism.
Uli joins us now live on line two. Good morning to you, Uli.
Good morning, Tom.
Nice to hear from you, my friend. What about your thoughts? Shared responsibility?
Nannies.
Nannies?
Ah.
Yes.
So that brings in a whole new dynamic, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You can't have. I don't think a woman should be put through this without a nanny.
Mm. And is that something that is very particular to this part of the world? Is that obviously not every part of the world can rely on housemaids, nannies, and home help?
Yeah. First of all, it's an issue of money in essence.
Yes.
Can you afford a nanny?
Yes.
In Europe, obviously, that's very difficult because nannies have different expectations than they would have in this part of the world or in Asia or in South America, where the job of a nanny is completely different and differently paid. So, yeah, if you are fortunate enough to raise kids in these parts of the world, you should do it with a nanny.
Do you know, I've got another word for you. If it's not nanny, how about... granny.
Also.
Well, this is the thing. I think that if you can get...
granny, yes, in my case, I have had grannies, I have had nannies. Then it comes at a certain age, you have au pair girls who put in the job of a nanny. There are so many solutions to it.
There does need to be downtime for women. That's the mothers. Downtime for mothers. That's what I'm going to start campaigning on.
But Uli, just in regards to that responsibility, if it is, say, a sickness or something like that, and a child needs to be picked up from school, are you comfortable that a nanny or a housemaid does that in place of a parent?
Yes, I had this in my case also.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, you know, nannies have driving license. We don't live in Saudi Arabia, so obviously. There is many ways to skin a cat, but I think the job of mother is the most underrated occupation.
Mm.
And I agree with the what's his name? Kelly.
George.
Was Kelly the name?
Yeah.
No, the one who said who
Kelly, couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with her.
Yeah. Uli, thank you for your thoughts this morning. Much appreciated. This one from one of our listeners out there. I'm pretty sure that George is not going to agree, but thank you all the same for sharing your thoughts, saying, hi, I'd like to enforce one of your previous caller's comments of the mother figure nurturing children. Nature empowered the female to bear the child and nurture it.
Do you not think charming, esteemed person who wrote that text, that even the sentence structure there sounds old-fashioned. Don't, like, nurture empowered the female. It's just whoa. That is not how it works. Nurture empowered men and women to cherish their children. How about the fact that penguins look after the eggs? You know, is that not? While the mothers go off and find food, and they're there when the chicks are born. Is that not nature at work, showing the father as a paternal caregiver? Sorry.
It's fine. It's all about what you think of the topic, and thank you very much indeed for all of those. Shared responsibility when it comes to children at home?
The family unit today is very different from the past. Yeah. Of course, it's financially motivated. If you're not fortunate enough to have the finances, yes, mom and dad both have to work. But if you are in that position, then you should consider yourself blessed, and you should allow your wife, your woman, to do her God-given sacred rights and raise the children. And the man should be a man and go out and provide.
That was Vince giving his thoughts a little earlier on. That prompted a number of responses, both in accordance, in agreement, and those that didn't see eye to eye with Vince. But thank you all the same. We'll get to more of those very shortly. Hanan, thank you.
Pleasure.
Esther, thank you.
She's waving.
And what's your name again?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Thanks very much indeed to Georgia Tolley. Thanks to all of you as well. Play out with the thoughts of Louise and Fashi. Goodbye.
Working mums work harder because of these perceptions, you know, so because people think that they're running off to a sick child or whatever, so you actually overcompensate in what you do. And if you do go home to a sick child, well, that's life, and the majority of people will pick up their workload when they can at home. You're always going to get people that use excuses to take time off work, whether it's their kids, whether they pretend that their house is flooded or whatever it is, you know, so why are we singling out women that do it with children? It's not the right thing to do, and they should be ashamed of themselves, really.
As they say, it takes a village to raise a child, and especially in a region like Dubai, or UAE in general, where 90% of the families run in dual income, you of course need support from outside as well, but again, it depends on the quality of the individual. So if you're working in an environment and your boss trusts you and they know that you're going to get the job done, then I'm sure he wouldn't mind if you pop out for a couple of hours, because he knows your productivity is high enough.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.